Marian Simeon, and this podcast is brought to you by the Institute for Peace Studies in Eastern Christianity. In the Orthodox rite of the lamentation at the tomb of the Holy Friday, death is restricted to the confines of history, as from now on, death itself becomes a condition submissive to the laws of time, due to one's unwavering awareness of resurrection and immortality. In other words, death no longer represents the end of the biological existence, and, as one may argue, the end of self-consciousness, because the gates of hell, that is the power of death, had been crushed by the Savior's resurrection. If until now death was irreversible, from now on, resurrection becomes the norm of a restored nature and universe. Yet, since Christ's sacrificial death regenerates the everlasting life, the very cosmic order ought to be reconsidered in an almost shocking manner. In this sense, the cosmic order becomes disobedient to its own laws, as it becomes traumatized by the unexpected death of the one who created this cosmic order. The vision of life from the point of view of death prompts a stream of redemptive theological reflection in an attempt to explain the acquiring of the everlasting life through the filter of a temporary sacrificial death. It is an exercise of hermeneutic strategy through which death is deceived and devoid of its previous lethal power. Thanks for listening. For more podcasts, visit us online at www.orthodoxpeace.org.